for all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's for ever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. So these nations feared the Lord, and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers.
Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. In those days they shall say no more, The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children for ever. And my servant David shall be their prince for ever.
But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread, and to cast it to dogs.
But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread, and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.